Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go back to Romans, please. He said, it's not my choice, Keith, whether people go to heaven or hell. I know some theologians don't believe that, but that's why we spent the next several months camping in the Word on it. So if you got questions about it, go get that series. It won't cost you anything. You Choose is the name of it. Feed on it. Go through the Scriptures and prove what we just said wrong. I don't care about your opinion. I'm talking about with other Scriptures.
Amen.
With other Scriptures.
Yes.
Everybody okay?
Yes.
Can you take some more?
Yes.
I'm looking to see if I see any of this. I saw one. But I saw a lot more people go, yeah, cool. Okay, you're outvoted, brother. Sorry. Hallelujah. You know, go to Deuteronomy. While we're on this, let's just camp on a little bit more. You know we can't get through all this today, right? This is so big. We're talking about the goodness of God. How big is that? It's as big as Him. But He's helping us, isn't He? He's leading us. He's guiding us. Go with us to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Deuteronomy 8, verse 1. The Lord said, the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. Does this sound like a good plan or a bad plan?
Good plan.
It's going to go good for you. You're going to prosper. You're going to multiply. Verse 2, and you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or no. Now just that very question brings up all kind of things. Well, wouldn't He already know? He does know the end from the beginning, but He's not controlling us. Things are not set in stone because we really do have a free will. The plan of God is the plan of God. He's not going to change that. And He can get it done more than one way. I said He can get it done. He's God. His plan is going to be done. But it doesn't have to be with you or me. We do have a choice. Even though we might have been His choice to do it, if we won't do it, He'll just have to use somebody else. A friend of mine launched a really strong arm of ministry. This has been decades ago now, but it was something they had to believe God for. It cost millions and millions of dollars, and it had the potential of affecting a whole state and the country. And when the Lord began dealing with him about it, he thought, Lord, I never even thought about doing that. I'm not qualified to do that. I don't know anything about that, besides not having the money. And as he began to get into it, the Lord helped him. Year after year, they built, they developed. It got stronger. It began to happen. And it just came up in his heart one day as he saw it coming together. He said, Lord, am I the first person you talk to about doing this? See, what would you even think of that? He said, the Lord spoke to his heart. No, you're not. He said, well, what number am I? Second or third? He said seventh. Seventh. He had dealt with six others to do it, and none of them did it. Now we know this principle is true. We know God can do things more than one way. Don't we? We just got through reading in the Word. Anybody, because everybody around here reads their chapter. Is that right? Everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day. Monday through Friday. And so recently you read about how the Lord was really upset with the people. And he told Moses and Aaron, stand back. Right? Stand back. I'm going to wipe this bunch off the map. And what did he say? And I will raise up of you a greater name. What's he saying? I'll do it through you. Well, yeah, but we're talking about a couple of million people. And what? A couple of people. Well, it'll just take a little bit more time. Which to God, with him, 1,000 years is like a day. I'm telling you, everything is not set in stone like people try to imply that it is. If it was, if God is totally controlling everything from beginning to end, no matter what men do, then there can be no if. And yet there are many, if you do this, this will happen. If you don't do this, this won't happen. But I don't want any stone crying out, praising God in my place. And I don't want any Yahoo getting my reward. How about you? No. Well, then I need to be about the Father's business. Is that right? Acting like I'm glad that he gave me an assignment instead of complaining about it. Come on, y'all, listen to me. Being glad.
Yes.
That he would use me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And doing it.
Amen.
He said he let these things happen to prove you, to know what was in your heart. Why was there a tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden? Why? Wouldn't it have been so much simpler? Just don't put it in there. And so then they couldn't eat it. And they couldn't mess everything up.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd have done? And that'd be why you ain't God. You don't know better than him. Why'd he put it in there? And then tell them, you can eat of any tree here, but not that one. Not that one. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of
good
and evil. When you find out about evil, you know what's one of the first things you realize? I'd have been better off not knowing this. Oh, yeah. Just because something is well written doesn't mean you need to read it. I appreciate good literature. Some of it's evil.
Yes.
It's written wonderfully, and it's just as evil as can be. Just because somebody did an amazing job painting it or an amazing job sculpting it does not keep it from being evil.
True.
But people, because of their pride, they like to think, well, I'm well educated, I'm well read, I'm widely versed. Yeah, you're confused. I guarantee you. You want to despise the evil and stay away from it. You want to love the good and hold on to it. Is that what the Lord told us? He's good. Everything that he made is good. Everything that comes out of him is good. Because good comes out of good. Evil comes out of evil. No evil could come out of God. Because he's not evil. God didn't create the devil, the devil.
No, he did not.
He created an anointed cherub.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That covers a beautiful, amazing being.
Yes.
And the Bible said iniquity was found in the devil.
Yes.
And he is the father of lying. What does it mean? He fathered it.
Yes.
Come on.
God didn't create lying. God didn't make the devil the devil. The devil made himself the devil. Because he had ability to choose. He said, these opportunities of where they didn't know where their food was coming from. They didn't know how they were going to get away from the Egyptian armies. What happens is you find out what's in your heart. When it's uncomfortable, when a little pressure is there, you're going to start cussing. You're going to start shaking your fist at God. You ready to quit church over nothing? Or if good's in your heart, how many know out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks? Good comes out of a good treasure of a man. Evil comes out of the evil treasure of the heart. And it's like a sponge. All you got to do is push on it a little bit and see what comes out. Is that right? A lot of folks, as long as everything's going good and everybody's treating them the way they want to be treated and they're getting exactly what they want to get, oh, they're lovely, lovely, lovely. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, buddy, but if it looks like their prayers ain't coming to pass or as quick as they want to or somebody knew what they thought they were supposed to do, man, they get mean. They get bitter, angry, holding grudges. Come on, are you with me? Offended, hurt, quit this, quit that, leave this, leave that. What happened? It showed what was in their heart all the time. But what's the purpose? What's God have in mind? Keep reading. He fed you in the middle, verse 16, skip down, excuse me, Deuteronomy 8, 16. He fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not. Nobody had ever eaten manna before. That he might humble you, that he might prove you to do what? To do what? What was his plan?
Be good.
What was it? He wants you to pass tests. Uh-huh. He wants you to demonstrate that you'll believe him no matter what. Come on, are you with me? Yeah. He wants you to demonstrate it so he can do good things for you that he hadn't been able to do for everybody else. But if you're going to doubt him and quit him at the first little bump in the road, you don't qualify. Because unbelief is evil. Choosing to doubt God, question God, accuse God, that's evil. How many believe there's going to be nobody in heaven shaking a fist at God, going, why? There's not going to be any of them. So if you're going to do that, no, the good land should have the good people in it. He said concerning the promised land, we just got through reading this recently. He said, don't do all the evil things those people did, because he said the land itself is vomiting them out.
Yes.
The land.
Yeah.
Why? Because it had something bad in it.
Right.
What? All those ites. Is that right? Amalekites. And then they were evil. They were doing evil things. And the land itself was going, I got to get, these people are making me sick.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.